now. Opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
It is time for my favorite hour of radio anywhere, my favorite hour of radio everywhere. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, the Global Edition, heard worldwide on the greatest radio stations that appreciate music and history and time travel, musically speaking. That is, we play one song per decade on Cruisin' the Decades. We're going to get started with something that goes back to 1919. This is an amazing song by Nora Bays, and I love the lyric and the sentiment of this song. This still exists today. That concept of wandering spirit, of wanting to see what's out there in the world right before our eyes. Well, in 1919, the song was called How You Gonna Keep 'Em Down on the Farm After They've Seen Paris. Nora Bays from 1919 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Reuben, Reuben, I've been thinking, said his wifey dear. Now that all is peaceful and calm, Boyd will soon be back on the farm. Mr. Reuben started winking, slowly rubbed his chin. He pulled his chair up close to Mother, and he asked her with a grin, how you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they seen Paris? How you gonna keep 'em away from Broadway, jazzing around and painting the town? How you gonna keep 'em away from harm? That's a mystery. Imagine Reuben when he meets his pa. He'll kiss his cheek and holler, ooh la la. How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Paris? Tell me, Mother, how you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Paris? And how you gonna keep them away from Rector, jazzing around and painting the town? Woo! How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's a mystery. They'll never want to see a rake or plow, and who the heck can parley boo a cow? How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris?
You're hearing a 100-year journey through the history of recorded music from an extensive, obsessive record collection belonging to Radio's Brad Savage. This is Cruisin' the Decades, heard on the greatest independent radio stations across North America and the world. 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Oh my, oh you, I don't know what to do. Hallelujah, the question is peculiar. It's got me on the go, I give a lot of dough. If someone here would tell me, is it yes or is it no? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If you chew it in the morning, will it be too hard to bite? Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody put me right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? The nation rose as one and sent its favorite son to the White House, this mighty country's lighthouse. He saw the president. He said that I've been sent to solve the burning question that involves the continent. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Would you use it on your collar when your button's not in sight? Put your hand beneath your seat and you will find it there all right. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your teacher tells you not to chew it, swallow it but fight. Could you grab it with your tonsils and then swing it left and right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes the blushing bride, the boob right at her side. To the altar, as steady as Gibraltar. The bridegroom has the ring, it's such a pretty thing. He puts it on her finger and the choir begins to sing. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Always paste it on your napkin if you want to be polite. Could you get a job as typist if you couldn't do it right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Well, it makes a fellow shut up when he's dying to recite. Would you give it to your parent if he isn't cursing right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, a global experiment in radio broadcasting and record collecting and musical history. We take a look at all kinds of music on this show. That was our 1920s selection this week, Billy Jones and Ernest Hare with Does Your Spearmint Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight, 1924. And you probably have heard that song. There was like a popular revival version in the 50s or early 60s. I remember hearing it. They changed spearmint to chewing gum. I remember hearing the chewing gum version on the Dr. Demento radio show. And growing up, listening to The Good Doctor helps explain how I ended up here with this show, 100 years of popular music. It's Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage. I come to you from The Summit, a radio station in Akron, Ohio, USA. And we are heard on this show on shortwave radio worldwide, on AM radio or medium wave band worldwide, and on the greatest FM stations, community stations, public radio stations, and music-centric radio stations worldwide. So thanks for listening to Cruisin' the Decades. We do it once a week. Thanks for tuning in. I also have a great appreciation for songs that have a little bit of silly wordplay or maybe risque wordplay. Some of those early songs that were a little bit controversial in their day. We're going to play one here from Buddy Moss from 1935. Now listen to the double entendre on You Got to Give Me Some of It. 1935, Cruisin' the Decades worldwide.
truth, ain't gonna tell you no lie. I'm crazy about your custard pie. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it before you give it all away. If it's good for a man, age 83, no good and well, it's good enough for me. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it before you give it all away.
In recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Thank you.
That's a great song from Wild Bill Moore from 1947 on Cruisin' the Decades with 100 Years of Music. That song is often cited in the rock and roll history books as one of those great examples. Rock before Elvis Presley, when it was rhythm and blues music. And I mean, that's a good 5, 6, 7 years before the popularization of rock and roll as a mainstream term. Aren't those songs amazing? Well, that's what we love sharing on Cruisin' the Decades, our special program with 100 years of music history. This show is heard once a week. It originates at the Summit in Akron, Ohio, USA. The Summit.fm is a local, independent, all-music public radio station. And thanks to great response in Ohio, we decided to make this global edition of Cruisin' the Decades and share it with any radio station that wants it. Really, any station that wants to take a 1 hour a week musical journey through the history of popular recorded music to the tune of one song per decade. It's Cruisin' the Decades, and we'd love to hear from you. Where are you located? What radio station are you listening to? Email Brad at thesummit.fm. That's Brad at thesummit.fm. Send us a song request, too. Is there a special song that you'd like us to play on a future episode of Cruisin' the Decades? We could go anywhere. We do all the styles, all the sounds, all the music history. We're up to the 1950s. Rock and roll is going. Rockabilly's going. The standards, the torch songs, the songbook. This is all happening. And, of course, country western. With the great old possum himself, George Jones. This is White Lightning, 1959, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hill, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Instead of Mountain Dew, I took a little sip and right away I knew. As my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue, lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, I see this liquor came and he said, I'm tough, I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. He took one swish lug and he drank it right down, and I heard him a-moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world from superpowered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Is a rock and roll moment right there. That is The Great Society featuring Grace Slick about a year and a half before Jefferson Airplane. That is the original version and original arrangement, Someone to Love. It would be renamed Somebody to Love and become a huge hit for Jefferson Airplane. So what you've got right there is the start of the San Francisco folk rock hippie sound, the late 60s, Haight Ashbury, and also right alongside the Grateful Dead and other psychedelic bands. The Count Five came out of San Francisco. I mean, it was a musical hotbed, but I love playing that earlier version. On Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade from over 100 years of music. Each week, we present a full century of recorded music history. This show is proudly broadcast on the Summit in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, and Athens, Ohio, as well as the Gamut in the Washington, D.C. area on WTOP HD3. We're also heard on Real Oldies 97.9 The Wren in Charlottesville, Virginia, and Community Radio 106.3 WQSV in Stanton, Virginia, and the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Shenandoah Valley area. Recent additions to our schedule include KPDO, Pescadero, California, and Radio Bucks in Bucks County. That is an internet station at Bucks Community College, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, near the Philadelphia area. This is Cruising the Decades with 100 years of music history. We're going to the early 70s now for a funk and soul number from Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. In the 90s, this song was sampled by NWA and became kind of a gangster rap type thing, but this is the original. This is 1970. Charles Wright, Express Yourself on Cruisin' the Decades.
Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, 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 Lord, Lord. You look like when you're doing what you're doing, it's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself. You're doing it on the moon, y'all. In the jungle, too.
Is a real funky groove from 1970 from Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band, Express Yourself on Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade, 100 years of music. I'm your host, Brad Savage. Our next song is from 1985. But it's currently in the top 10 worldwide thanks to an amazing revival. It has shot back to the top of the charts and people are streaming it left and right, and it's a global sensation bigger than it was in 1985 originally due to its usage in the series Stranger Things on Netflix. It is central to a character and a really pivotal scene in season 4 of Stranger Things, and this song is bigger than it was nearly 40 years ago. This is A Deal with God, Running Up That Hill. This is Kate Bush, our 1980s selection on Cruisin' the Decades.
It doesn't hurt.
If only could, I'd make a deal with God, and I'd get him to swallow.
show that parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world, AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
Are cruising through 100 years of music, one decade at a time. This is Cruising the Decades. I'm Brad Savage in Akron, Ohio, and that is a personal favorite song for me of the 1990s era. That was Buffalo Tom with Taillights Fade from 1992. That band came out of Boston and through the 80s and 90s, and even through today as they do occasional shows, a really influential band and a band that that a lot of musicians loved. They never achieved huge mainstream success, but a couple of years ago, During a Boston appearance for Pearl Jam, they invited Bill Janowitz of Buffalo Tom up on stage to sing that song with Pearl Jam in his hometown. So they're influential to a lot of other groups. That was Taillights Fade from 1992. And a song that is back in the top 10 charts now, it was Kate Bush with Running Up That Hill from 1985. It was just a couple of months ago we played the Meg Myers cover version of that from 2019. Meg Myers took that to number one on alternative rock stations across the U.S. and Canada a couple of years ago. But now this Stranger Things revival has made Running Up That Hill bigger than it ever was, even when it was brand new in the mid-80s. So we explore musical history, and we explore the radio airwaves and what radio can be, what music selection and music curation can mean on the radio airwaves worldwide with this special show. And I'm a lifelong record collector. I'm an obsessive vinyl and CD collector, hundreds and hundreds of recordings, and we put them together one decade at a time on this special show each week. Special greetings to our listeners in Alaska on KSKO Public Radio, 89.5 FM, McGrath, Alaska, and across a network of eight more signals covering more than 400 miles of Alaska's interior. We're now heard in Canada's north as well on CKLB Radio, originating in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, Canada. So proud to be heard in such a special place in North America. The voice of Denende is CKLB Radio, now enjoying Cruise in the Decades each Saturday morning. And now we're up to the early aughts. This is a New York City band that had about four studio albums in the early 2000s. Great rockin' sound and great kind of 60s garage influenced sound. They were just what the world needed at that time. This one dates back to 2004 from the Mooney Suzuki. This is the title track from their 2004 album, Alive and Amplified on Cruisin' the Decades.
Guitar strings, riffs and rhythms and guitar strings.
created and hosted at the Summit FM in Akron, Ohio, USA, with flagship global broadcasts on Superpower Shortwave, Radio Miami International, and WBCQ, The Planet in Maine, along with the most impactful and important FM and AM music outlets and community-minded radio stations in the world. This is a 100-year journey through recorded popular music history. This is Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage. Over 100 years of music.
She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? I will. Of disease. Let's say we up and left this town and turned our future upside down. We'll make pretend that you and me lived ever after happily. She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of
put you on the map. I'll cure you of disease.
A wildly popular band from Columbus, Ohio, that has seen tremendous success not far from where we create this show, Cruising the Decades. That was 21 Pilots, the duo of Tyler Joseph and Josh Dunn. And that song, House of Gold, is off their first album, Vessel, from 2012. And my kids picked that particular song. We asked which song by 21 Pilots should we do. That's the one they came back with. My kids are 8 and 6. They love 21 Pilots and AJR and Imagine Dragons and Panic at the Disco. Those are some of their favorites these days. So from Columbus, 21 Pilots on Cruising the Decades with 100 years of music. And from 2004, it was the Mooney Suzuki with Alive and Amplified. A special hello to our listeners across the St. Louis metro area on 89.1 FM KCLC from Lindenwood University. We are proud to be part of their weekend schedule with Cruising the Decades. And at Minnesota State University Mankato, KMSU, 89.7 The Maverick, heard on Sunday mornings on The Maverick in Mankato, Minnesota, Albert Lea, Minnesota, and Austin, Minnesota. Well, we're up to our new selection this week, a 2020s pick by singer Maggie Rogers. Up and coming, and this new album is going to make her bigger than ever before. This song is one heck of a jam. This one is called Want on Cruisin' the Decades. That's our recent 2020s selection, Cruisin' the Decades with Maggie Rogers and a song called Want. Well, we've got time for one bonus track this week, and everybody needs a little White Stripes in their lives, especially from the early indie label days. They used to be on this tiny, cool record label called Sympathy for the Record Industry. This is the White Stripes in the Early Days, a Cruisin' the Decades bonus track.
Oh yeah, you're pretty good looking for a girl, but your back is so broken, and this feeling's still gonna linger on until the year 25 now. Yeah, you're pretty good looking for a girl. Your eyes are wide open, and your thoughts have been stolen by the boys who took you out and bought you everything you want now. Yeah, you're pretty good looking. Oh yeah, you're pretty good looking. Yes, you're pretty good looking.
White Stripes from their June of 2000 release, Day Still. That's the band's second album, and that was You're Pretty Good Looking for a Girl. That'll do it. We've done 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades. Join us again next week.
Over 100 years of music history in the course of just 1 hour. You've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm or by mail at 91.3 FM WAPS Radio, Ellet High School, 309 Wolf Avenue, that's W-O-O-L-F Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44312, USA. Listen to The Summit on thesummit.fm or via TuneIn Radio or download the Summit Radio app. Dare to be different. With The Summit, local, independent, all music public radio for Northeast Ohio and beyond. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades.